In this panel before us, there's no ambiguity. We're clearly looking at a royal worshipper.
A scene of pious devotion. We see a royal figure offering himself up to the Buddha.
His hands are raised in Anjali. This is the gesture, hands clasped together in respect and supplication. He has an attendant holding an umbrella over his head to indicate his royal status, attended by a princely figure with a club. I'd read that as his general, his martial protector, and a woman by his side, his queen, his first queen, and other attendants.
The relief carving relays a narrative, but the inscriptions reveal how this object was made.
This is quite common to have inscriptions which mention a certain donor from a particular place. And what's extraordinary is, in some cases, we have no idea where those places are anymore. Those names have been lost to history.
But here we do. The inscription tells us that this was a gift of a female pupil of a religious teacher. In early Buddhist art in India, there is a great importance placed on the role of royal donors and supporters of Buddhism. Royal patronage was critical in the dissemination of Buddhism.
The other thing which is fascinating is the predominance of women donors, and not only monastics, not only nuns, but also lay women, women of the community. They played a dominant role, certainly a very prominent role, as patrons of Buddhist sites.